For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins, and this is The Business Side. The Kentucky Chamber of Commerce has partnered with UK Gatton College to produce a quarterly report on Kentucky's economic recovery from the pandemic. We got an overview of the report last week, and today we'll talk about some of the finer details. My guest on the program today teaches economics at UK's Gatton College and is the director of UK's Center for Business and Economic Research, Dr. Mike Clark. Dr. Clark, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So the report mentions consumer confidence as a factor of economic recovery. Can you explain what consumer confidence is in more detail and why it's so important to economic recovery and growth?
Sure. So generally, consumer confidence just refers to how confident consumers are feeling about their income, their employment, and their economic situation. And it's a measure that we usually look at as the economy is kind of going through expansions and contractions to see how consumers are feeling about their future. And it tends to signal that maybe they're a little bit less confident about their situation and how that potentially can play into their consumption patterns. So when we start to move into a recession, we start to see consumers' confidence tend to go down. Then as we start to see the economy start to turn around, we start seeing consumers feeling a little bit more confident in maybe their jobs, their income, and then that ultimately translates into spending.
So at one point during the pandemic, Kentucky had the lowest labor force participation rate in the country. Can you explain what that is in more detail, how it affects the unemployment rate, and how labor force participation affects the state's overall economy?
So the labor force participation rate and the unemployment rate as well come from surveys that the federal government conducts across the nation. They contact households and they ask about the employment situation for individuals who are living in the household. And based on the answers to a series of questions, individuals are classified in one of three ways. They're employed if they're working for pay. They are not working for pay and they're actively searching for work, they're considered unemployed. If they're without a job and they are not searching for work, they're considered as not being in the labor force. You know, when you start thinking about the labor force participation rate, those three categories really make a difference because what tends to happen is people can be not participating in the labor force for a number of reasons. They can be maybe retired and therefore not looking for work. They could be maybe a full-time student concentrating on their studies and therefore not looking for work. More recently, what we've seen is some people who have maybe lost their jobs. And for whatever reason, they are not looking for work. So what tends to happen is if they're not searching for work, they're considered as not being in the labor force, even though they might want to go back to work, but for whatever reason can't. And this could be because they feel like maybe this is not a good time to be trying to find a job. They may have some concerns about going back to work and the safety associated with being, you know, close proximity to others. Or it could have to do with childcare issues. We have a lot of working parents who are taking care of their kids, and as a result of that, it's more challenging for them to be able to return to work. So the labor force participation rate in Kentucky and really across the nation went down with the pandemic. Kentucky's labor force participation has always been lower than national numbers, but you know we've seen that go down as people have faced new challenges here lately about returning to work. We think that's important for the economy because you know ideally we have a relatively large percent of our population participate in the labor force, either actively working or searching for a job. And so it's just one of those big, broad measures of how well the economy is doing.
Are you able to speak to historically why Kentucky, even pre-pandemic, has had such low labor force participation?
Labor force participation is affected by a lot of different things. Part of it is related to education. People with more education are more likely to participate in the labor force. Part of it could also be geographically. You know, we have a lot of rural areas in Kentucky where maybe the employment situation is not as strong as it is in the more metropolitan areas. So, you know, as a result of a lot of different things, we have historically struggled in terms of our labor force participation rate. I think when you start looking at rural parts of Kentucky, a lot of it may have to do with the fact that there simply aren't as many jobs in some of those areas. So particularly eastern Kentucky, so the residents of those areas may have a harder time finding a job, or they may have to commute farther to find a job. And so as a result of that, they may be less likely to be employed. Labor force participation tends to be higher in the urban areas than the rural areas.
Dr. Clark, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
My guest today on the program has been Dr. Mike Clark. He teaches economics at UK's Gatton College and is the director of UK's Center for Business and Economic Research. You can hear our conversation and other Business Side segments online at WUKY.org.